Last month, state officials rejected a proposal to spend $5 million for a new university history center to house Silent Sam. That's the Confederate monument protesters tore down from UNC Chapel Hill last August. Now members of that university's faculty are trying to secure a say in new deliberations about the statue, but it's unclear whether or not and to what extent they will be given one. WUNC education reporter Lisa Phillip has more.
Later today, the UNC Faculty Council is expected to create a committee that, according to a draft resolution, shall be included by university administrators in all planning for the disposition of the statue.
But whether and how that gets honored is largely out of our control.
Eric Muller has taught law at UNC for the past two decades and is a member of the faculty council. He says he hopes university administrators will honor the request.
And, you know, I have every reason to believe that the chancellor and the provost respect the perspectives of the faculty and would welcome faculty input of that kind. Whether the Board of Trustees and the Board of Governors in particular share that, is really, that's above my pay grade. I really don't know.
Last fall, UNC Chapel Hill trustees developed a hugely unpopular proposal for the Confederate statue entirely behind closed doors. Then the system's Board of Governors voted to reject that proposal after deliberating also entirely behind closed doors. In both cases, exceptions to state open meetings law were cited. But as Muller says, there's no way at this point to determine if those exceptions were justified.
That's part of the reason that I think the faculty believes that we need a seat at the table so that we can know, first of all, the extent to which the campus's perspectives are being woven into the discussions, and also just to know what the discussions are.
A spokeswoman declined WUNC's request for an interview with UNC Chancellor Carol Folt, but in a statement last month, Folt said administrators would work closely with the faculty council and the new committee in developing a new proposal for Silent Sam. Carrie Levine is hopeful this will be the case, despite reason for skepticism. He's taught art history at UNC for more than a decade and sits on the faculty council. Last fall, campus officials solicited faculty input on the statue and its future. But it's not clear this input was considered, especially because deliberations happened behind closed doors.
This can't all be done in the back room and then rolled out. And then you can't act surprised when everyone goes bananas or says, this is not representative of what we, and you look like you haven't even considered those kinds of perspectives.
Levine says by including faculty, administrators would have ambassadors
who were in the room, who could then go out and convince their colleagues and speak to people and say, hey, it's complicated. This was really the best thing that we could have hoped for. And in fact, it's going to help us for these reasons.
Campus officials have yet to say how the new faculty committee might be involved in decision-making, and they aren't the only ones steering the process. The Board of Governors has selected five of its members to take part. They're tasked with bringing a new plan for the Confederate monument to the full board by March 15th. Lisa Phillip, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.